Today on 4CA, John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Now, here we go. I don't want to spend a heck of a lot of time on this, but there have been some developments in this kerfuffle over the Karanda Range Road and that extended closure. Just briefly, it says here a heavy vehicle crash and fallen tree combined to close the mountain road linking Karanda and Smithfield for 11 hours in a 24-hour period to 9 o'clock yesterday. Now, the lengthy closures come at an awkward time for a state government reluctant to spend big on a major range road upgrade based on traffic volumes, writes Peter Carruthers in the Cairns Post. Now, it goes on to say this, a $1.6 million Tablelands Road Access Report released Monday found the Karanda Range Road was closed 44 times a year for an average 6.6 hours. Now, Far North Queensland Regional Organisation of Councils, this is FNQ Rock, Chairman Michael Kerr. Now, Michael's not just the Douglas Shire Mayor, he also heads up this organisation. Now, he said a key finding of this report, which stated no alternative Tablelands Road would need investigation before 2051. Michael said this is disappointing and evidence the Far North had been shafted by the state government. Further in the article, it reads, Councillor Kerr highlighted a contradiction that forced development limits over the Mareeba Shire and knocked back the $650 million Kerr World project due to Karanda Range Road being at capacity back then. But the latest TMR report stated, oh, it'll be 30 years until this road hits peak traffic volumes. I mean, seriously, takes your breath away, doesn't it? Anyway, the Douglas Shire Mayor said more than 300 serious accidents, including fatalities in the past 5 years, had been recorded on the road and questions hanging over the Barron River Bridge had Councillor Kerr concerned by a deafening silence from state members. Look, there's a lot more in this article by Carruthers in the Cairns Post, but I'm going to cut to the chase. I've got Michael Kerr on the line. In this case, he's speaking on behalf of Far North Queensland Organisation of Councils. Hello, Michael.
Good morning.
I think there would have been a deafening agreement across North Queensland with every point you've made in this article today.
Well, I didn't need $1.6 million to work it out. It's a given fact. Mm. Yeah, and this is the really sad part about this. I think everyone that lived here, everyone that knows that road, certainly knows the issues that happen there. And, you know, it's a fact that something has to be done about it. You can't just turn a blind eye to it and say, we've got 30 years left on it. That's just not the case. We've had reports coming from TMR to FNQ Rock, which shows that, you know, it was over capacity or at capacity in 2017. Mm. So how can we now just turn around and suddenly say there's still 30 years worth of life on it?
Exactly.
It's just not happening.
Well, also, this the way it's been put about Kerr World, it was knocked back. Oh, no, you can't go ahead with that $650 million project because the Karanda Range Road can't cope with traffic. I mean, and then they say, oh, no, we've got plenty of opportunities to abuse that, continue using that for another 30 years. Yeah. It just defies belief that they would come up with something so clearly porous and lacking in credibility.
Well, and that's pretty much the case. And, you know, the only thing that we can work out or I can surmise has happened is they're utilising the current Far Northern Planning Scheme, which was done 13 years ago and designed to reduce and to withhold growth and, you know, playing with policies and things like that to get to this figure. Because you've got Mareeba, which is dying to grow. You know, the industry up there, they want to get their economy happening. And this is absolutely a chokehold on it. And it's not just Mareeba, it's up the whole way up the Gulf. You know, this is a main thoroughfare from Cairns going north. Yeah, so it's so important that something gets done about this for the whole economical development for the north of Cairns as well. So, yeah, and unfortunately, you know, things do get said when in the heat of things when you're talking to reporters, and saying that it will just take trucks off the Karanda Range Road is just appalling. Yeah, we've got, what are we going to do with them? The trucks are not going to stop coming, which means they're either going to have to go down the Gillies Range and head through Youngerborough, which is just as treacherous, or come down the Rex Range, which is closed during wet season a lot because Bushy Creek overflowing, and then battle tourists on the Great Barrier Reef Drive. I mean, yeah, the fact of the matter is it is growing on the Tablelands and upwards. They do need further access to Cairns. So saying that, you know, it's just fine as it is, don't worry about it for another 30-odd years, is absolutely ludicrous.
Well, as you pointed out too, as a caller yesterday pointed out, and I'll quote it from this article, you say it's disappointing and evidence the Far North had been shafted by the state government.
Well, yeah, we're looking at the situation here. You know, we've got councils that have no idea where their water's going to come from in 5 years' time, because we are growing substantially. You know, we've got roads up here. You know, this region has, what is it, $902 million backlog in road maintenance. You know, and then you come out with a $1.6 million report that says there's nothing wrong with the road that every single person up here knows absolutely is an issue.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have to, you know, work together to get a solution on this. We have to move forward, and, you know, trying to just, you know, shove it under the carpet and hide it's not the answer. Yeah. We've got to find another solution.
Always good to talk to you, Michael. Thank you.
Thank you.
He's one of the busiest blokes in North Queensland, is Michael Kerr, because he's the Douglas Shire Mayor. But he's also chairman of Far North Queensland Organisation of Councils, FNQ ROC.